ready, bro. Oh. Hello. Welcome to Rub Brick 5, the fifth one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? Alright, yo. Wait, okay. Yeah, Rub Brick number 5. Today we're going to be... Oh, wait, we got to do it. WMEC College Park. WMEC Digital College Park. And we're going to play an awesome PSA, bro.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Yes, wonderful farmers market PSA.
What are we playing today?
We've kind of abandoned screamo. We're just playing any like.
Well, we're not. Don't say that.
It's mostly screamo. It's screamo adjacent.
Yeah, we're branching out today.
Yeah, we were inspired by. Well, not really inspired, not really, but.
Yeah, we're doing a black metal episode.
No, it's not even. Oh, there's not, no black not, metal okay, in here. No, but we could do one. And we could play some
crazy
stuff.
Okay, next time we're doing the black metal episode.
Yeah.
We've been inspired, bro, right?
Yeah, but I ever heard of Lords of Chaos,
We watched Lords
bro.
Of Chaos.
Yeah.
It's about Mayhem and Euronymous.
And freaking Burzum, bro.
Yeah, Burzum, Verg. You know he's only one guy?
Yeah, bro.
And he killed Euronymous?
Yeah, Varg killed Euronymous. You keep calling him Verg, it's not Verg.
Is it not Verg?
No, it's Varg. Yeah.
They were saying Varg is mad racist.
Yeah, he probably is.
Like, he's mad racist.
Yeah, he's a Nazi.
Yeah, he is a Nazi. But, you know, I like his music. I think it's...
You shouldn't say that, bro.
Okay. I mean...
I think
he's influential.
Very influential.
I'm condemning his political views, but... He's crazy. He's on TikTok, bro. You guys should check him out on TikTok.
But in Lords of Chaos, they made him...
Look like a chud, bro.
Yeah, like a loser,
Like a
bro.
Loser,
They look,
yeah.
he made all of them
Every,
look
All
like
of them looked for so yeah. corny. That movie was so bad.
Yeah,
bro.
It was made by Vice. It was
yeah,
like some,
bro. It was
some
so,
indie.
Everyone there was... No one there was real, bro. It was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Would you go to their concert, bro? That they had in there? When they're
maybe,
going around
bro,
the pig
yeah.
head?
That'd be crazy,
and
bro.
Cutting themselves, bro.
Yeah. Get some freaking Euronymous is not dead, bro.
That was dead,
and then
yeah.
yeah, dead freaking that one guy, bro. That's what everyone knows them for.
Explain the story, bro.
Yeah, so their vocalist, bro. He was dead. This guy from Sweden, bro. He like was beaten and he was dead. He was pronounced dead when he was like 14. So he like for the rest of his life he thought he was dead. So he'd be looking crazy, depressed, tweaking crazy, and then he freaking. Killed himself, bro, and Euronymous found him, and he took a picture, and they used it as their album cover.
It was like a bootleg album, though. They didn't.
Yeah.
We should, yeah. And, yeah, that started freaking Norwegian black metal, and then Varg.
Yeah,
Varg came in.
Yeah, bro, and then Varg.
He started burning churches,
Yeah, they
bro.
Were burning bear churches,
burning
bro.
Bear churches. And Euronymous was being a poser about it. He didn't want to...
Yeah, Euronymous is not about all that terrorist shit.
Yeah,
so,
bro. What a
freaking
poser.
Varg.
Yeah, poser. So, Varg's...
Well, Varg killed him for some other stuff, but...
No, I think Varg killed him because he said that he was going to kill Varg.
Yeah, but he was...
He was talking mad. Yeah, he was just talking out of But, yeah.
But, yeah, they were, like, the founding... Like the basis
Norwegian
for
black metal,
yeah, like the modern
and they,
black metal
and
sounds.
And they kind of scream, right? So it's kind of
yeah.
So we can play it.
Yeah, but we have some kind of thrash, some like metalcore, some screamo too. There's some good songs up here. We got some.
What is metalcore, bro? Is that a
That's just emo? Like that some. I don't even know, bro. What is metalcore? That's like, I don't. Some random.
Is it just
stuff,
metal
bro.
With screaming?
It's like. I don't know. Look it up or something, bro. But I just saw it on freaking Reddit. So, yeah. So we got Craft.
What are we starting off with?
Yeah, Craft Messenger by Welcome to the Plague Year. It's a creative name. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah!
Yeah, nice, nice. That was She's No Snitch by Examination of The. It's just the.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's just the. Oh, nice. And then Open the Door by In Loving Memory.
And Open the Door is also a Fresh Boy Swag song.
Okay.
And I saw that when I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Facts. Fresh Boy Swag could be considered screamo.
Nah, I don't think so.
Walking around, All right, whatever. And then next song was Outer On was an Inside Job by September is the Only Time I Don't Think of You.
With No Spaces.
Mouthful of a name. And then again, No Spaces, Do You Seek Beauty in Dirt by I Hate My Friends. What is with these screamo bands and naming themselves or the song a whole sentence, bro? And not having spaces. And then we have Reflection by Dim. And then we got On the Skylines of Embers by X Nomad X. And then finally we just played Six by Clay Birds.
Which maybe some hardcore screamo fans would be like some... That it's like posery because they sing and they're not just screaming. It's like some new gen shit.
Is that a thing that there's a discussion about this?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe there is, bro.
I mean, they might just be emo and not screamo.
Yeah, well, they scream a little bit, so.
Yeah, bro, second, third wave. What wave of emo?
Like fifth probably.
Fifth wave.
Yeah.
Fifth wave emo.
But.
First day back.
That's not, okay, yeah. Sure, bro. That's
emo revival, buddy.
Okay.
You don't think that's emo?
No, that's emo. That's emo. I believe you. Yeah, we could play some. Wait. I didn't. Oh, yeah. We got Rosemary Nods Upon the Grave, and they're doing a show up in Baltimore in like 2 weeks, bro. So if anyone's trying to.
You might catch us there.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
But it's about to be like.
One Rosemary of those Nods Upon the Grave.
Yeah, like a
once
floor
again,
show.
Once again, one of these names, bro.
I don't know, bro. I think they might be French.
Are they, what do you think the demographic's gonna be?
I don't know. It's freaking. What do you, yeah. What you would think?
Lights on or lights off?
Probably lights on.
Is this in someone's house or is it?
It's at a record store.
Oh, okay.
And DIY venue. It's actually a DIY venue. But
yeah, bro. I'm excited to go to that. Can we say the name of this song? This next song?
Oh, no, we can't, bro.
Dang.
Perfectly effed. Love Lost But Not Forgotten.
Yeah, okay. The next song is Perfectly Flowered by Love Lost But Not Forgotten.
Yes.
But that's not the name of the song.
Yeah.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Should I play it?
No, we should talk more and no, yeah, we should play it, bro.
I should play it? Okay.
What?
Perfectly effed. I'm not surprised at all, but at least now I know. At least now I know. Now not to try very hard. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was A Toast to Before by Kiowa, To Bring Our Own End by Joshua Fit for Battle, Glass by Grim Litter, and then Trout by Grain.
Some solid
bangers. What are some shows coming up?
Yeah, well, they got Ear.
Okay.
Ear. Yeah. Ear's coming
yeah,
on.
Yeah, who's going? Who's coming to ear, bro? Who's coming to ear?
I don't know. Ear? Well, I don't even really listen to ear.
Weren't you looking at, like, Screamo Hardcore?
Oh.
What was? Who is coming, bro? Besides.
Oh,
Rose
yeah.
Mary
Page 99's doing a tour.
Oh, really?
They're doing, yeah. Which is
they
good.
They must be old,
yeah,
bro.
They are so old,
they
dude.
They were saying, bro, the new gen are corny about Page. Like, people who listen to Page 99 are corny. It's like second wave Blade fans, bro. There's like a new influx of.
Yeah.
But is that really corny, or is that just like how.
Like how.
How communities grow.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think that'll be actually. Is gonna be a good mix of old heads and new gens.
Yeah.
Because.
You went to Orchid, right?
Yeah, that's my
problem. Let's talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, in senior year of high school, I went to Orchid in Philly, and it was in a church basement. And it was awesome. And they did look so old, bro. It was crazy. and then the people there were also mad old, but there was also some youngins there. But
were you in a pit? Were you?
I was in the pit, and I was about to freaking stage dive, but I didn't have a belt, and my pants kept falling down, so I had to.
That
would have
been aura, bro.
Yeah, my pants fell down.
You
would
have gone on SoCal Death Revival, bro.
Yeah, facts, bro. But that was predating. That's before the freaking... All that.
Yeah.
But no, probably not. They probably were on that too.
Was it in the basement? Church basement?
Yeah, it's like a famous venue in
Philly.
How big
was the venue?
It was just like a...
You
it was
Philly?
Yeah, that's where the show was. It was small. It was like a stage from like a church play. Like you'd imagine just like a small little stage.
Wow.
And then that's why it was so easy to stage dive. But
it was old heads?
Yeah, and the openers,
bro. What do old
head...
emo listeners or screamo listeners look like, bro? What is the demographic? What do they wear? What's the drip like?
Freaking button up shirts and jeans, like
on some yippie Hamden.
Yeah like not even on, like, just on some normal people, like, just look like normal people.
Oh, okay.
That just happened because okay. Their frontal lobes have developed, bro.
If you
is it frontal lobe?
Yeah, frontal lobe.
Okay.
If when you're old, when you're like 50 or 40, are you still gonna go to concerts, bro?
Really? I'm about to just be a normal 50 and 40 year old.
You're not about to go to the new Page 99, the new freaking Camping for Alaska concert, bro.
They also have Dead Butterflies,
yeah,
bro.
You're not gonna
freaking
go to the Dead Butterflies
two
concert,
note
bro.
Trombone band.
Yeah.
That's what they've been saying. But
yeah,
I honestly
bro.
Think the trombone is cool. And
now, I mean, yeah,
I think it
a
adds
song.
A good depth too, but
it's literally just it might be a little gimmicky,
but
yeah,
I don't think they deserve as much hate as they're getting.
They're not, are they even getting hate?
A little bit.
I think they're getting a lot of love from like normal people.
Yeah, probably.
Because they were in a Hopecore edit on
TikTok. Yeah, normal. It's freaking about a. Normal people, yeah.
A committee of affairs on
yeah.
TikTok where they use the Dead Butterflies song.
But yeah, they're freaking going crazy on tour. That's another one. But they're opening for Dead Alaska, which is freaking some like lame-o shit, bro.
Lame-o.
No, I'm joking.
Lame-o. That's
I like
Camping in Alaska.
A little bit.
Are they not like indie? Wait, what are?
It's like. I don't even know, bro. It's freaking like, what did you say? Freaking First Day Back, bro. Like,
Emo Revival, bro.
Nah, I don't even know what they are. They're probably like fourth wave. You know,
are
Google that, bro. Like, yeah. Let me look that up, bro.
Jamie, Google that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not who we want to be represented by.
They said Midwest emo.
Midwest emo.
Wow, so that is like fourth wave, yeah.
Midwest emo.
But
okay.
Who would have guessed? Who would have thunk?
They were saying Midwest emo is the worst genre of all time, bro. Thoughts?
I think that's facts.
Nah, that's cap, bro. You were talking about Mom Jeans like last year, bro. You want to talk
yeah,
about
no, I do like Midwest. I think Midwest emo is good. I think it's like a comfort listen. But also, I think... How long is that?
We can just end off on
Rosemary had knots upon the grave.
No, this one. Or we could low-key just freaking hop on No Dab and just say our goodbyes. And
or do you want to play Dragnuts?
I'm good, honestly. No, let's play some Dragnuts. But no, because, nah, wait, what am I
doing? Okay, just play a song, bro. Just play it's about vampires.
No, I'll play a Dragnuts song because it's short. What's his shortest one, bro? A minute. Helen Keller, bro.
The drag sauce only has 100. I didn't even realize how small drag.
Drag out the cut, Michael Switch or whatever. Fucking eyes of that shit, only way I feel better. I can make it retreat 23 in my sweat. I get high as a bitch, start to feel like Helen Keller. Start jamming like she, he just went up 310. In that testing this shit, I got boxing my jam. Got switching my sheet, this shit hit like some fan. Bitch, watch that back door, and sound like Javi Dan. Bitch, watch that back door, she get slimy and shit. In this ride with BG, he be stopping them with. And no saving, no hoe, I ain't stopping no bitch. I put down what I make when I'm trying to get rich. I can stay on no beast, it ain't trying to get fit. Yo, bitch, shut up about me, man, she stay on my dick. And I stay off the map, man, I'm having like shit. But he know I'm on point, he just hand me the switch. Be working that drink, this shit sound like a week. Can't be MKF, you ain't sit here and wait. I got love for my fans. Trying to wait for my team. That stuff on the court, I can shake in a beat. See that shit, what I like, if I like it, I take. But he high in the back, put him more than an 8, nigga. No cop, nigga. LeBron, nigga. It's no drag out the cut, Michael Switch or whatever. Fuck through nines of that shit, only way I feel better. I can make it retreat 23 in my sweat. I get high as a bitch, start to feel like Helen Keller. Start jamming like she, he just went up 310. In that testing this shit, I got box on my jam. Got switching my sheet, this shit hit like some fan. Bitch, watch that back door, sound like Javi Dan. It's no drag out the cut, Michael Switch or whatever. Fucking eyes of that shit, only way I feel better. Make it retreat 23 in my sweat. Get high as a bitch, start to feel like Helen Keller. I'm jamming like she, he just went up 310. Not testing the shit, I got boxing my. Got switching my sheet, this shit hit like some fan. Bitch, watch that back door, sound like Harvey Dent.